Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am your host, Carmelita McCoy. I am the CEO and founder of Speaking Truth, and I want to welcome you to my broadcast, Woman to Woman Ministry. Today, we will talk about the topic of living your 2016. It's live your best life in 2016, and that's what we want to do. Every year we want it to be great. But since this is the January of 2016, I want to touch base on living your best life in 2016. If any of you remember last year, we did 2015 tips on how to have a great year. And so I like to do this each year because I think sometimes we get off track before the end of the year of what we're supposed to be doing, what our goals are, and how we want to live our life. Now, I want to welcome you to the broadcast, Woman to Woman Ministry. We talk about topics that affect women's lives, but we give tips to help better their life and help them to live the life they were created to be. Because if any of you know that the Lord created us to live a great life. So whenever we're not living a great life, then something's wrong. Something's not in sync. Something has happened. Something needs to be healed. Something we need to be delivered from is going on. So what we want to do is to find those things so that we can live a better life. Now, today on our topic, and I'm super excited about it, I told my listeners last year, I do not believe in resolutions because most of the time we break those resolutions by February the 1st. So I always say that just write down or keep a journal of your goals and your dreams for 2016. And I think when you just have your goals and your dreams and you write an outline, you're more applied to fulfilling those things. Whereas when we have resolutions, I think we write down a lot of things that are way above us having reality goals. We want goals that you know you can obtain. Don't write down things that you cannot obtain or that you know that you'll never do. Think of small things first and then reach for bigger things. Now, let me start by saying 2016 is a new year and new beginnings. So if you're writing any of these notes down, I want you to write that down. 2016 is a new year and new beginnings. So scratch everything that happened in 2015, except those things that are going to help you with 2016. But erase everything, erase your past. Whatever didn't happen last year didn't happen last year. Let's not even say anything about last year. Let's talk about this year and what's going to happen in this year. Clear the slate. You can start new right now, even though this is January 24th. You can start now. You can begin your new year today. Okay? Now, here are the areas that we're going to touch on today. First of all, let's talk about our goals. That's number one. Write them out. Make a plan. If you don't write them out and make a plan, and you're just saying them, a lot of times we don't actually go through with them. You want to be held accountable for those goals and for the things that you're writing out. Also, I know that we've seen a lot of things on social media, internet, Instagram, different things like that, about vision boards or dream boards. I believe you need to do one. Those things that you're going to write down today as we talk on the radio program, I want you to get you a dream board or a vision board together and put those things on there and put that board somewhere where you can see it at all times so that you can remember what you said you wanted to accomplish in 2016 and where you want to be at the end of 2016. So I'm going to challenge you today to get your dream board or your vision board ready. I did one last year. I didn't accomplish everything on the board, but I was really glad that I accomplished the majority of the things that I put on that board. And everything is not financial gain. It's some other things that we have to deal with, and that's what we're going to talk about today as well. So first of all, write out your goals. Get you a dream board or a vision board started with those goals on there, with the things you want to accomplish this year in 2016. Second of all, our finances, and because that's the number one thing that a lot of people are struggling with right now. We know the economy is not great, and we know it's really not great for the middle class to the poor working class. So with our finances, we want to get them in order. How do you start getting them in order when you are already struggling? Let's start by writing down where we need to budget, do we need to save, or anything like that. Let's start doing that. Let's write out our budget. Let's write, do we need to, you know, what do we need to save? a lot of times we think to ourselves, I don't have any money to save. Yes, you do. Even at my lowest point, I always put at least $20 in a savings. We should be saving way more than that. But I do try to put at least $20 in the savings. So I would say go ahead and start putting at least $20 in savings. If you can put $200 in a savings every month, then to do that. Because I feel that we should always try to save something. Don't ever say you can't save. The next thing is I want us to invest. A lot of people say, I don't have money to invest. Well, you know what? You can. The first thing I can tell you is that no matter what income bracket you are in, you can always buy CDs, okay? And those are certificates of deposits. Certificates of deposits always to where you can be able to put money in from $500 to whatever amount you want to go to with certificates of deposit. And I'm just thinking here because I'm trying to make sure I give you the right information. As I look at bankrate.com, that's somewhere you can always go about investing your money with CDs. On bankrate.com, it tells you the rates for different banks all over the United States. You can even look in your local area, compare the prices. You want to get the best interest rate on your CDs. But I'm going to tell you, even the person with the lowest income can save with a CD. Right now, because of the interest rate, you may not save as much as you would like, but it's always money that's put away, that's locked in for 3 months, for 6 months, for 9 months, for 12 months, for 24 months, all the way up to 60 months. You want to do that. This is a new thing that I'm doing. Every year during Christmas, of course, we like to shop. We like to buy things for our loved ones. No problem with that. But we don't want to take money out of what we have to do that. I know last year I told you guys about how I did Christmas Club with the credit union. In the Christmas Club, you start off at the beginning of the year. By October, in October, they give you a check, and you get your Christmas Club money. And that's how I used to do my Christmas shopping, so I won't have to touch any of my money. But now I can see where if you do it in December, buy you a CD, lock that CD in for December date. It's locked in for 12 months. You don't get the money until December 12th. That money you can never touch. Okay, you never can touch it until the end of the year, December. If you do, you'll get a penalty before the end of the year. If you have a vacation plan, let me tell you, I figured this out. If you have a vacation plan, get you a six-month CD. Okay, just say you want to go on vacation in June or July. January, first of the year, January, get you a CD. How much you want to spend on the vacation? $1,000? Okay, take your $1,000, put it in a CD for 6 months, and let it sit there. That way, you'll be able to get that CD at maturity date and cash it out before you go to vacation. We've got to find ways to make our money work for us. We don't want to be working for our money. So we want to make sure we're saving, even if it's $20 a month. But we want to save more than that. You want to be saving at least $200 a month. More, of course, if you're in a higher income bracket. But if you're middle class to lower class, where, you know, we're living day to day, where we're paying our bills and that's it, you need to at least be putting $20 in there. Okay, you want to go ahead and get you a CD, purchase you a CD, put some money in for savings for emergency purposes through a CD. Get your finances in order, write out your budget. That's number one. I had that last year, write out your budget. I did pretty good this year on my budget, that little budget, but I'm believing in God that I'm going to have a big budget this year, very big, very large, okay? So I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping positive. That's what we're going to do, keep our mindset positive in 2016. Number three is relationships. Mend those relationships that you have had problems with, okay? Make sure that you are forgiving people. Forgive them so you can free yourself and move on. Okay, associate with positive people. If you're associating with negative people, you know what you're going to get? Negative results. So make sure that you are associating with positive people. make sure those who are around you are uplifting you up, are supporting your dreams, are supporting the things that you want to do in your life. Make sure they're supporting you, not talking down about everything that you're trying to do. Number one, you don't want people around you that aren't supporting you. And sometimes people have problems letting go of certain people because they've been friends forever, or they're my family, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You've got to learn that sometimes you have to release those who are closest to you in order for you to find happiness, okay? There's nothing wrong with it. Also, in your relationships, if you're in a business relationships, you want business relationships that are productive, not the ones who always want you to purchase something from them, but also people who support you as well in your business. So you want that. You need connections. You need people to support you, and you can support them. Because I noticed that a lot of people nowadays always want you to purchase their things, or they want you to support their business, and then once you have yours, then they can't support you. So make sure you're building those good business relationships, also along with those good personal relationships. But number one in relationships, to free yourself, always forgive. People are going to hurt you all the time. They're going to do things that you don't think is right. That's fine. You're going to be hurt. You may cry. But you know what? Forgive them. Move on. You may not deal with that person anymore, but know that you really, truly have forgiven them and you have moved on. Because we have to always think God forgave us for everything we have done. So we have to make sure we're forgiving others at all times. Next, we're going to talk about jobs and career. Number four, if you want to be promoted in your job or your career, go to school. Get more learning, get more training, get your degree, whatever it is you want to do. Go after what you want. Apply for that job if you want a promotion at the company you're at. Apply for it. Don't be afraid to do it. You never know where your next blessing is coming from. Go ahead and apply for that job. Don't be saying, I don't know, they may not pick me, I don't have enough experience. Don't even look at that, because you never know who's watching you on your job. It may be someone that's watching you and thinks you're a really good worker, and then they'll promote you anyway. Just off of that, they see your work, they see what you're doing. So if you want to get this year in 2016, you want to be at a different level, a different pay bracket, you know, you want that the dream job of your life or career, then you know what you need to do. Step out on faith, apply for school, apply for the promotion, whatever it is you need to do. In your business, if you've thought about starting a business, do it. Step out on faith and start that business. Don't worry about the money you don't have or what you think you don't have. Step out on faith. Associate with those who are going to support you in it, but you need to do it. Stop procrastinating. If you want to write a book, start writing that book today. Do it. Now, I always tell people, don't put it off. When I wrote my first book, I was just writing, never thinking it was going to be published. And now, here I am. I have 5 books published and another one that's on the way. And I am super excited that I can look back and say, I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I took that step of faith. I didn't let anything hold me back. I didn't say I didn't go to school for journalism or who's going to read my book or I can't write. I'm just writing to myself. No, I stepped on faith because I believed that I had something that others could use to help them along the way. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to write things that were encouraging that would help other people and help them through things that I know I had already been through. So, yes, go ahead. Step on faith. Write that book. Go ahead and get it published. If you don't have the money for a publisher, then go ahead and self-publish. There's nothing wrong with self-publishing. You may have to do a little more legwork, but it can be done. I'm a witness to tell you it can. Number six, health. We are going to have to start living a more healthy life. We have to get out and exercise every day, whether we're walking, running, going to the gym, line dancing. I'm a line dancer. I do not like to exercise. I have to be honest about that. I don't like it. Walking, yes, I can walk in the spring or summer when it's nice. I do not like to get out in the winter, but I do know I have to do something. So a lot of times I do line dances. So you don't have to limit it to just going to the gym and working out. There are other ways to live healthy. Right now, I'm using products by Total Life Changes, And those are very good projects. They give me energy. They've helped me lose weight. Detoxing. Detoxing is the number one thing we need to do before we talk about dieting or doing anything. You need to detox your system because we have so much in our system that is clogging our colon and from going through and cleaning us out. If your colon is all backed up with all kinds of foods and everything, a lot of times that's the problem with you losing weight and doing and living a healthy life. When you feel sluggish, a lot of times it's waste in your system. So you need to make sure you're detoxing, always detox. And I can tell you that the Total Life Changes products really do work, and they detox you and get you ready for the next step of losing weight and living a healthier life. So we're going to have to live healthy, eat healthy, eat a salad at least once a day. You know, you want to eat a good salad. You want to stay away from meats maybe every so often. Stay off the meats a little bit because meats are a lot of things that drain you. If you ever notice when you eat heavy meals, you get really tired. And that's because of all the stuff that's in it. It's weighing your body down. The lighter you eat, you stay more alert. I learned that the hard way at work. I remember, you know, a few years ago, I used to always go get hot lunches. And I was like, oh, I'm so tired after lunch. But I noticed if I eat a sandwich or eat a salad, I'm not as tired because hot, heavy foods weigh you down. They make you tired. So we don't need to eat those every day. We need to eat light meals sometimes, just some tuna or a salad or something. So kind of just change your eating habits. I never feel like people have to starve themselves or go hungry. It's all about cutting back and just eating healthier. Number seven for 2016, do something different. And what I mean by doing something different, I mean plan a vacation. Stop talking about it. Stop talking about where you're going to go, what you're going to do. You're going to try this. No, just start planning now. Find you a travel agent if you don't have all the money to pay for it right now and pay on a travel. But do it. Go and take that vacation you've always wanted. Go to the Bahamas if that's what you want to do. Go to Florida if that's what you want to do. But do it now. Go out and eat at a restaurant that you always wanted to eat at. Stop saying, oh, I can't go there right now, I don't have enough money, I can't do this. No, just do it. Get out and do it. Do something different. Do something you've never done before. Change your wardrobe. Change your hairstyle. You know, buy a new car. You know, I'm not telling you go in debt. I'm just saying, do something different. Make some changes in your life that make you happy, that make you feel productive, that make you excited about life. That's what you need in 2016. Another thing we want to talk about, number eight, meditation and time with God. You always want to make time for God, and you want to meditate on the things that are important. Number one, prayer. Make sure you're praying every day. Make sure you're reading your Bible or a devotional. You always need that time for God. Always give Him your time. Every day, you should set out some type of time period to do prayer and to focus on the things of God. That's where we get our strength from. We can't make it without Him. So if anyone is on this call, on this radio program that doesn't believe in God, doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, I do. I have to tell you, prayer every day, reading your Bible, and devotional. Meditating on His word is what's going to help you get through in this life. So you want to make sure you're doing that every single day. Number nine, a single life. If you're single, enjoy it. Enjoy the single life. Enjoy where you're at right now. Enjoy the things that you're doing that you have time to do by yourself. Enjoy the fact that you can get up and go where you want to go each day and you don't have to answer to anyone. Enjoy that you are where you only have to buy for yourself or spend on yourself. Enjoy it because when you get married, that all changes. So make sure you're enjoying that. Number 10, married life. If you're married, then you need to find new ways of enjoying each other. Go ahead and take that vacation. Start doing a date night every week, you know, at least twice a month. You need to be doing something. We have got to learn how we're going to live our best life in 2016, and that means doing things different, being happy, being excited about each other, about our life with each other. When married couples, a lot of times, our pastor in my church always says that people come to him who are single who said, I want to be married, I want to be married. Then we have people who are married to come to him and say, I wish I was single, I wish I was single, you know. And that's because they have not learned the balance of it all. When you're single, enjoy where you're at while you're single. Don't regret being single. Enjoy life. Get out. Enjoy what you're doing. Like I said, take vacations. Spend money on yourself. Because once you're married, it's all about someone else at that time. So enjoy it while you're single. When you're married, you want to be able to enjoy each other. Make sure you find a way to do that, to continue to enjoy each other. Go out on walks with each other. Go out and, like I said, take a vacation. Do a date night. You have to do something to keep that relationship alive. You can't let it die down. I remember back in the day, one of my pastors from back, he did a seminar on for single and married people. Well, it was married people, but those who wanted to be married could come to the seminar. And he made a very good point. And he said a lot of people are married and everything is focused on their children and not building their relationship. And so what happens is once their children have grown up and moved out, those two people don't even know who they are. They don't know each other. They don't have any conversations for each other because of the fact they focused on the kids too much and not their relationship. So I encourage anyone who's on here who's married, who feel like their marriage is struggling or they're not happy in their marriage, it's time for you to do something different. It's time for you all to rekindle whatever fire attracted you all to each other and start going out on date night and start making that marriage a ministry, because that's what it is. Start enjoying each other's company again. Getting out of here, and so many people getting divorced, especially in the church, and it's really sad that that is happening, but it's because they lost their fire for each other, and they probably lost the fire for God, because had they been praying, I believe God would have given them a different direction for that marriage, and they would have stuck together and, you know, waited out. I just want to give you a quote that I have here, and it's a quote that's by Andrew Carnegie. If anybody knows anything about Andrew Carnegie, he said, "Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve." So what are you thinking today? What's on your mind? What is your mind focusing on? Is it focusing on negative things? Is it focusing on things that you don't have or where you're not at right now? Or are you focusing on things of, this is where I'm going. This is what's going to happen in 2016. This is what my life is going to look like in 2 years, 3 years. I'm content where I'm at while I'm working forward to where I want to go. That's what you need to be focusing on. Remember what I said, new year, new beginnings. Don't get complacent where you're at. Stop procrastinating and get up and do what you need to do to make this a great 2016. Do your vision board. Be authentic. Stay true to yourself, because a lot of times we're trying to be true to other people. Stay true to yourself, what your goal is, what your vision is, what God created you to do, because God created us to have power to get wealth. And that's not just always finances. That's to get wealth in our relationships, get wealth on our job, get wealth with our family, with our children. God created us the power to get wealth. So make sure you remember that. Change your mindset. If things are not working in your life, maybe you need to change your mindset. Change how you view life. Change how you view yourself. Change how you view others around you. A lot of times we expect things from others that they can't give us. Stop expecting things from people that they can't give you. They're only going to be who they are, just like you are who you are. And either you're going to accept them for who they are or you're not. But don't complain about them and don't put them down. Accept them for who they are and where they're at, and continue to pray for them. If they're in the wrong of something or if they're not living the life they should be living, you need to pray for them, and then you need to move on and not steady be bombarding them about who they are, because that's when we put too many expectations on people that they can't live up to, and we shouldn't want them to live up to something that they are not. Also, be open-minded. Take chances in 2016. A lot of us don't take chances enough. Take chances. I'm not saying to hurt anybody or hurt yourself, but take a chance. Be open-minded about new things. Do you know your purpose? You need to write that down. Do you know your purpose? Some of us are going around in circles because we really don't know our purpose. You can live a better life in 2016 and forever, really, if you know what your purpose is. If you don't know what your purpose is, then you need to pray about it. You need to ask God to show you what your purpose is, because he knows what your purpose is. If you don't, you ask him to show you what your purpose is. Do you know your purpose? I want you to think about that for a moment. Because if you know what your purpose is, a whole lot of things in your life can change. Change your attitude about your life, about where you are, about your job, about your business. Change your attitude. That determines a lot when we change our attitude. Give yourself a new outlook on life. A lot of times our outlook on life is, I would say some people live life according to how their parents lived or according to how the people around them live. Sometimes we need to change our outlook on life. Stop looking at it the way our parents did, our grandparents did, or my sister or my brother or the people I've always associated with. That may not be for you. You know, I say about a lot of people who go to church, some people are just doing a ritual thing. They go to church because, well, my mom and daddy went to church, so I just go to church. But have you really gotten a relationship with God? Are you there for him? Are you just there because it's a tradition? We really have to focus on our mind and where we're at. Why are we doing certain things that we're doing? Because when we change the outlook of life and know what exactly we're here for, what we're supposed to be doing, things will change forever in our life. So I just wanted to, you know, give you all that. Another thing, write your desires for your life. What are your desires and your dreams? Now, those are different than your goals because goals are attainable. Sometimes dreams aren't. But you need to write them down because some kind of way you may can make those dreams come true by putting them into your goals, whether they're short-term goals or long-term goals. You may want to do that. But just think about those things. Think about the things that make you excited. The things when you think about them, it makes you smile or it makes you laugh. Think on those things. Am I doing those things or do I just sit and think about them? So I just want to encourage you today to do that, to just change your mindset. Also, get advice from successful people. And what I mean by that is stop taking advice from people who have gone nowhere, who have done nothing, and who always seem to have to tell other people what they need to be doing, but they haven't done it themselves. Okay? If you say you want to start a business and open up, as I say, a boutique or open up a restaurant, I think you need to be talking to people who have done that. Don't talk to someone who is still working the same old job. They've been working for 10 years, still talking about how they're going to apply for a promotion or go to school and they've never done anything. You need to be talking to the person who owns a boutique, getting tips from them. You need to talk to a person who owns the restaurant, getting some tips from them, knowing how to order your food supply, knowing how to do interviews for workers, all these things. Talk to the successful people that are going or already in the position to where you want to be. Talk to those people about where you need to go. One question I always ask people when I do certain facilitate different classes at the local college here, I ask people one question: what does wealth mean to you? What does that word mean to you? What does wealth mean to you? Most people hear that and they think it means money, but it's not always money. You can be wealthy by just being happy. You can be wealthy in your finances. Of course, that's the first thing people think of, but you can be wealthy in your relationships. What does wealth mean to you? Because when we always put it on money, we limit ourselves to where we want to be wealthy. Like, I have a healthy relationship with my children, or I have a healthy relationship with my husband or my wife. I have healthy relationships on my job. I have healthy relationships with my workers at my business. What do you consider wealthy? A lot of people have to change their mindset, change your thinking. Wealth is not always about finances, and we limit ourselves so much to just finances. When if we look at other areas as being wealthy, we may be able to obtain the financial side of that after that. So let's just change how we think. That's the number one thing to having this great 2016. Also, do things that make your life better. If it's not making your life better, then it don't make sense. Don't do it. Don't do anything that's not making your life better. And you know what that is. I don't know what it is, but you know what it is. If it's something that you're doing and you can see that it's weighing you down or it's costing you too much money, then you need to do something else. That's not what you need to be doing. It's not making your life better. If anything is keeping you in debt, you need to change it right now. If anything or anyone is keeping you unhappy, you need to change that right now. And that's what you need to be looking at if you want to have a great 2016 and you want it to do better. I just want to say this to everyone. Choose faith over fear. Because one of the reasons why we can't accomplish the things that we want to is out of fear. Faith. It will outweigh fear every single time. So whenever you feel that fear coming over you, that's when you need to start praying. No, I have faith to believe this. I have faith that I'm going to do this. I have faith that I'm going to accomplish this. I have faith that my life is going to look different in 2016 than it did in 2015. I am challenging you to get rid of fear and continue in faith. Every time a fear thought comes, put a faith thought in there. It's all about changing that mindset. Well, guys, it's almost time for our program to be up today. I hope everyone got something from it. I hope you tell your friends to listen back to it. The recording is always on the website. It stays on there. You can listen to it. I'm super excited. I didn't do the program last year because some things came up, kind of got set back. But you know what I said in 2016? Nothing's going to hold me back from what I need to do. I'm encouraged to go forward in what God has blessed me to do and what he has created me to do. I will be coming to you guys next week. I have a conference coming up in Kansas City on April the 2nd. I hope that everyone will be there. I will have more information for you probably at the end of the month, or the 1st of February. I'll give you more information on the conference, and I just hope everyone has had a blessed week. You go ahead and have a blessed week coming up. You can contact me at speakingtruthkc@gmail.com if you want to talk to me about any speaking engagements or also about my books or anything about Total Life Changes. Also, my website is www.carmelitamcroy.net. And also know that my books are available on Amazon.com if you want to check any of those out. I just want to say our next radio broadcast is going to be next Sunday at 5 o'clock. So tune in next Sunday at 5 o'clock. I'm going to be doing them once a week right now, guys, on Sundays at 5. I'll probably add some more in along the way. But we're going to do something different. I'm going to have some guests on this year to talk on the radio program. So make sure you be tuning in. Make sure you sign up on the Blog Talk Radio website so that whenever my radio shows are being scheduled, you'll always get that through your email. So I just want to tell you guys, as I always say, expect it, believe it, receive it. You all have a blessed Sunday, and I hope you have a blessed week, and I'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.